Shalom Aleichem to everybody, welcome back. As we approach Lag BaOmer, I thought to address the day itself and try to understand Lag BaOmer a little bit more and what exactly the joy, the simcha of Lag BaOmer is. Indeed, Lag BaOmer is one of the days on the Jewish calendar which arguably is from the most cryptic, esoteric, and misunderstood. And often people don't even understand what exactly we are celebrating, what are we commemorating, should we be joyous, are we too joyous, is it a regular day, just we don't recite Tachlon, is it really a Yom Tif, what is Meiron and the traveling to the Tzion, to the Kever of the Rashbi all about, how has that become such a critical component of the day, and really what is the focus, what should be the focus of Lag BaOmer, what are we celebrating, what are we commemorating, and why are we so happy on this very day? In order to appreciate Lag BaOmer, we first have to take a look at a Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, recounts the following very important anecdote, story, historical fact about the time that we are find ourselves in right now. Amru, Shneim Asar Elev Zugim Talmidim Haylo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students for a total of 24,000 students. From Migeves at Antipras, from the cities of Geves to all the way to Antipras. So enormous amount of students and a significant amount of the growth of the country of Eretz Yisrael. Vikulan Mesu Beperegecha, they all died at a specific time. Why? Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zelazed, they did not give each other proper respect, appropriate honor one to another, however we are to understand that. Vahaya Ha'olam Shamim, and as a result of the deaths of these 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, the entire world became desolate. Ad Shebo Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Rabbi Seinu Shebadarim, until Rabbi Akiva met his students, his great Talmidim in the south, Vishana Lahem, and he taught them. Who were these great students of Rabbi Akiva's? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. These were the five outstanding disciples of Rabbi Akiva. Vehem Heim Ha'amidu Torah Osashan. These five students were ultimately the ones who would transmit through the Mesoras HaTorah from Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shimon, all the way down from the Tanoim to Namoraim. They would have the continuity of the Torah, the clear Mesoras of Torah, of Klal Yisrael was passed down, and thus Rabbi Akiva, even after he lost these 24,000 students, was able to teach Torah to these five, and from these five, the entire Torah world and the transmission of the Torah was able to continue. The Gemara then continues and finishes and says, Tana, Kula Meisu mi Pesach v'ad Atzeres. All of the students died between Pesach and Atzeres. Between Pesach and Atzeres is, of course, Shavuos. The simple Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, in the last statement of the Gemara, Kula Meisu mi Pesach v'ad Atzeres, indicates that for the entire Sviras Omer period, from Pesach until Shavuos, the 49 days, that is the entire time that they died. The 24,000 students all died during these 7 weeks. And thus, for a series of 7 weeks, the world was completely desolate as death reigned, and each of these outstanding disciples of Rabbi Akiva continued to die. However, Rishonim, including Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, as well as others, comment that it wasn't exactly that they died for 49 days. They actually died for 49 days minus 16 days, because there are 7 days of Pesach, 6 Shabbosim during the time period of Pesach and Shavuos. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is 2 days, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is 1 day, and thus for a total of 16 days, 7 plus 6 plus 2 plus 1, Pesach, 6 Shabbosim, Rosh Chodesh Iyar 2 days, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan as 1 day, they only died for 33 days because none of them died on the day that Tachlon was recited. So therefore, although the Gemara teaches that they died between Pesach and Atzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos, nonetheless, there's 49 days minus 16. So therefore, based upon this understanding that many Rishonim have, that indeed they died for the entire 7 weeks, for the 49 days minus the 16 days for a total of 33 days, what emerges is that the time period we find ourselves in between Pesach and Shavuos is a very ominous one, is a very depressing one, as a result of these 7 weeks, the deaths of the students of Rabbi Akiva. But what emerges from this Gemara is indeed well, what is so unique about Lag BaOmer? Well, how could we be happy on Lag BaOmer? They didn't die on Pesach for 7 days. They didn't die in the six Shabbosim, nor in the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, nor in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But what then is so significant about Lag BaOmer? The Pri Chadash asked this question in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel. The Pri Megadim asked this question in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan asks this question in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel. What is so unique about the 33rd day of the Omer? What is so special about Lag BaOmer if that wasn't one of the days that they didn't die? The Aruch HaShulchan suggests possibly that because they died for 33 days, and Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day, maybe that's a reason for some level of joy, but indeed that's hard to understand, because there are 33 days that they died, and Lag BaOmer is a joyous day. Thus, how do we understand the Simcha of Lag BaOmer according to many Rishonim's understanding of the times, the date, and the period upon which we commemorate the days of the students of Rabbi Akiva? There's yet another way to understand this Gemara. When the Gemara says, Mi Pesach Aratzeres, there's a Medrash. And the Medrash says it wasn't Mi Pesach Aratzeres, but rather the Medrash adds one word. Mi Pesach Ar Pros Atzeres. What does the word pros mean? Pros means close to Atzeres. They died from Pesach until close to Atzeres. What does it mean, close? Pros means 15 days, the Rishonim explain on the Medrash. Thus, they died between Pesach and Atzeres minus 15 days. So if you subtract 15 from 49, you emerge with the number 34. And thus, the opinion of many Rishonim, and indeed this is the psak of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, that day 34 is indeed a celebratory day. And that's the end of the commemoration of the Avelos of Rabbi Akiva. And thus says the Mechaber Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel on day 34, Noagim Shlolisa Isha Ben Pesach LaAtzeres Al Lag BaOmer. We don't marry between Pesach and Atzeres until Lag BaOmer. Mishnah Berurah explains, Ve'ad Ve'ad Bechlal, you can't marry on Lag BaOmer as well. During those 33 days, that's when the students of Rabbi Akiva died. Only on day 34 do things change. And continues the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, Siman Beis. Noagim, Shalola Histaper Lag BaOmer. We don't shave until Lag BaOmer. We don't take a haircut until Lag BaOmer. Sha'omrim Shaz Paskul Milamos, because that's when we understand that the deaths of the students Rabbi Akiva took place. But you can't shave, take a haircut until the 34th day. And thus there are 33 days that we commemorate the death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. 49 days minus 16. Mi Pesach ad Pros Atzeres. 49 minus 15 emerges the number 34. And thus through day 33 is still commemorative of the terrible deaths, the Misas Askara, the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva. But again, ask the Pri Chadash, the Pri Megadim and the Aruch HaShulchan, if they died until day 34, including day 33, again, what's the nature of the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? How could we be joyous on the 33rd day? They were still dying. And some Rishonim suggest, and indeed the Pri Megadim suggests and hint to this as well, maybe it slowed down on the 33rd day, and therefore as a result we could begin to be joyous on day 33. That's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. But nonetheless, if you do the math, 49 minus 15 emerges 34. Pesach ad Pros Atzeres, so therefore Lag BaOmer was still when they were dying. So how could we be joyous and happy on Lag BaOmer? The Ramah, in his gloss to Shulchan Aruch, commenting on the Mechaber's position that for 33 full days, and only on day 34 do we begin to emerge from the Avelos of Lag BaOmer, writes as follows. Bebedinos elu einoagim kidvarav. In our places, in our lands, in our constituencies, in Europe, in Eastern Europe, the places of Ashkenaz, we don't posit and paskin like the opinion of the Mechaber. We don't wait until day 34 to express some level of joy. Ella, mistaprim biyom lamagimel. We do shave. We do take a haircut on the 33rd day of the Omer. Umar bimbo ktsas simcha. And we have some level of joy. We raise our joy on the 33rd day of the Omer. Lag BaOmer. Ve'en omer bo tachron, nor do we recite tachron on Lag BaOmer. And thus the Ramah, quoting the Maharil and the Minhagim, the early Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Poskei Ashkenaz, indeed posit that day 33 is a day of joy, it's a day of simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that what changed? Why does the Ramah argue on the Mechaber? Why is day 33 a day of joy? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Ches, Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, quoting the Vilna Gaon, the Sfirle, the Biyom Lamed Gimel, paskul legamre milamos. The Vilna Gaon understands, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and this is the psak of Ashkenaz, that already on day 33, paskul legamre milamos. There was a complete cessation of death beginning on day 33, and thus, according to the Rama, that's the reason for the joy of Lag BaOmer. What emerges is that either according to the Mechaber or according to the Rama, either opinion, all understand that the joy of Lag BaOmer somehow is emerging from the cessation of the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva. Now, it works in the Rama because the Rama has a Masorah of day 33 that it stopped. And therefore, that's the joy of Lag BaOmer. But according to the Mechaber and the Medrash, Mipesach HaPros HaTzeres, that it's 49 days minus 15, you still have a sense of death on day 33, and it didn't stop until day 34. So according to the Mechaber, according to Sfardim, what's the joy of Lag BaOmer? And according to the simple understanding of the Gemara, that they may sumi Pesach Haratzeres, for a complete 7 weeks were they dying. And only on 16 days, the 16 days when Tachman wasn't recited, that's when they didn't die. Therefore, how could it be that you emerge with 33 days of death and Lag BaOmer is included as one of those 33 days? There must be a different understanding, and we need to appreciate what else is going on this day that we call Lag BaOmer. However, there is yet another question, and this is a question that the Vilna Gaon asks in his Bi'ur Gra to Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel. The Pri Chadash asks the question as well here in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel. Either way, according to the Mechaber or the Rama, according to Sfardim or Ashkenazim, are we joyous on Lag BaOmer because their students stopped dying? Is that a reason for simcha? Is the cessation of death a reason to celebrate? Because the students stopped dying? 24,000 Talmidim died. How could we be joyous? How could we be happy? What's that all about? And the Vilna Gaon says, yes, that is exactly the reason to be happy. And there's a precedent for it. Because the Gemara says, the end of the Maseches Tainis, that the Dor HaMidbar, the generations of the Midbar, the 39 years where there was death that continued until the entire generation of the Dor HaMidbar, the Yotzi Mitzrayim, died. What did they do on that final year when they no longer were dying? It was Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, and the Gemara says that became a day of joy. Tu B'Av, we also don't recite Tachanun. Tu B'Av is a happy, celebratory day. So says the Vilna Gaon, just like the Dor HaMabar will celebrate it, and just like the generation of the Midbar, we're so happy and joyous that the cessation of death came to its rightful conclusion, and thus we have a yontif called Tu B'Av. The same thing is true, Lag BaOmer. It's also a reason to be joyous. It's also a reason to be happy. Because the cessation of death, 24,000 students stop dying, that in and of itself is a reason to be happy. That's the Vilna Gaon's approach in Bi'ur HaGra. Yet the Pri Chadash suggests an alternative reason. He says that's not a reason to be happy. It's not enough just to know that the Talmid Rabbi Kiva stopped dying and that's why we're joyous. There's a very different reason. Go back to the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Mabeis. The Gemara says, At Shabar Rabbi Akiva Etzel Rabboseinu Shabadarom. Rabbi Akiva traveled to the south where he met his Talmidim. Vishanalahem, and he taught them. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Vehem, heim, hamidu Torah oso shah. Says the Pri Chadash, you know why we're happy on Lag BaOmer? Do you know why we're joyous? Because Rabbi Kiva started again. It was a fresh new beginning. It's true 24,000 Talmidim died and it was a terrible, awful experience. Something that we mourn and commemorate annually. We don't marry during this time period. We don't shave. We don't take haircuts. There's a certain level of serious avelos klalis of all of the tzibur, all klal Yisrael. But nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva started again. And he started, and he found five new Talmidim. It's dafka from these five Talmidim, as the Gemara says, heim, heim, hamidu Torah ososha. These were the five students that from them, the continuity of Torah was able to be propelled to the next level. And from these great Tanoim, these great Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, Torah had an anchor, and Torah was able to be passed, and the torch of Torah continued. And that, says the Pri Chadash, is the simcha of Lag BaOmer. It has nothing to do with celebrating the cessation of death, but it's the opposite. It's celebration of a new start, of a new beginning, a fresh new beginning with a new Talmidim that Rabbi Kiva was able to mint and to pass the Torah to. Thus, we have seen so far two reasons to explain the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. Number one, because the Misas Talmidei Rabbi Akiva came to an end. That's the way we explain the Mechaber and the Rama, as the Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon explain. The Pri Chadash has a second reason, that the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is because Rabbi Akiva started all over again. It was a fresh new start, it was a fresh new beginning. However, that only explains the opinions that say that they stopped dying on day 33. But if they never stopped dying on day 33, and really they died the entire period, and only minus 16 days did they not die, what's the simcha of Lag BaOmer all about? And the Aruch HaShulchan here in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel, the Prima Gadam in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel, the Chaye Adam in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel, all explain a whole different reason. Because Lag BaOmer is the day of the Hilula to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's the day of the Yortzeit to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was this great Tana, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who was able to transplant and to transfer the Torah to the next generation, but he died on Lag BaOmer. And on that very Lag BaOmer, he was able to share and to shed light and to teach the esoteric parts of the Torah's Hanistar. And therefore, as a result, that he was given extra time on Lag BaOmer prior to his demise to teach Torah and to reveal hidden parts of Torah. Gila, Raz, Shel Sisre, Torah. Rabbi Shimon Chai was able to reveal the hidden secrets of Torah on that very day. And therefore, that's the reason why we're joyous on Lag BaOmer. Listen to the words of the Chidah. Rav Chaim Yosef Dov Azuloi in Os Reish Chav Gimel in his Sefer Mor LeEtzba Yom Lamed Gimel Yar BeSimcha LeChvod Rashbi. On the 33rd day of the Omer, we are greatly happy because of the honor of Rabbi Shimon ben Barachai. Ki hu yom dehilula delay. It's his great day. It's the day of his demise, of his death. V'noda shiritzono shiyismuchu biyomzeh. And it's known that Rabbi Shimon ben Barachai wanted us to be very joyous on the day that he met his creator, on the day that he left Olam Hazeh and went to Olam Haba. And thus the Bnei Yisrael says similarly in Chodesh Iyar Maimer Gimel Os Gimel, Anu Chogegim Yom Zeh, we celebrate this very day Lag BaOmer. Shebo Niglu Nistaros HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah revealed on the day Rashmi. Uvo Allah Lemarom V'Nichtav Sifro HaZohar Kadosh, and as a result, the Zohar Kadosh, which he authored, was able to be revealed. And not only does the Aruch HaShulchan, the Prima Gadam, the Chaye Adam explain us, not only is it the Chaye Adam and the Bnei Yisaskar, but the Magen Avram as well, in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel, recites a story that occurred to Rav Avram Halevi, a great Kabbalist, a contemporary of the Arizal, who traveled to Meiron on Lag BaOmer. And every single day, Rav Avram regularly included in his tefillos the tefillah of Nachem, the tefillah that we're familiar with, which is only recited on Tisha B'Av, but we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to comfort us over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. But Rav Avram recited Nachem every single day because the pain of the loss of the Churban was so clear to him. He had such clarity of the loss. And when he traveled to Lag BaOmer that year, he even recited Nachem on Lag BaOmer in Meiron. The Arizal told Rabbi Avram Alevi, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai appeared to him. To the Arizal told him that he should question, how could Rabbi Avram recite Nachem on his joyous day, the day of Lag BaOmer? And to tell him that instead he will have to be comforted in the future. And unfortunately, soon after Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Avram Halevi's son died. And therefore, as a result, it was very clear, based upon this story, based upon the Arizal and the Chachmi HaKabbalah and Chassidus, that this was a very critical and important day. And thus, this explains the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, and this explains why hundreds, thousands, and today hundreds of thousands travel to Meiron. Bonfires, you take your three-year-old to give a haircut on that day. There's great Simcha, there's joy, it's festive, there's eating, there's drinking. Because of this great day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai himself ordained should be a yontif, because of what he was able to do to reveal the Sisrei HaTorah, to reveal the secrets of the Torah through the Zohar, through the Idra, through his Talmud Rav Chaim Vital, and therefore an entire new gamut, entire new area of Torah was able to reveal, and that's what we celebrate every single year on Lag BaOmer as well. And even though, yes, we find ourselves during the time period, Mi Pesach Ad Atzeres, when the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva were dying still on this very day, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told us, no, don't be sad. It's a day of joy, it's a day of happiness, and that's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. But nonetheless, this approach was not absolute. And not everybody was satisfied with everything that has just been mentioned about Lag BaOmer and the approach of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And the great response of the Tshuvas, the Shaul Umeshiv, Rabbi Yosef Nauthausen, in Chelek Hei Sivkatan Lamites, as vehemently argues on this approach. He says, how could it be? Customs that we're familiar with, which are practiced on a yortzeit, include fasting, recitation of Kaddish, increased Torah study. All of those are intended to bring out the very solemn, serious nature of the day. That's what a yortzeit is. How could it be that there's a celebratory and festive atmosphere on Lag BaOmer, especially Meiron? That's not the classical approach to a yortzeit. Furthermore, there was a custom that there was burning of clothing, Bal Tashchis problems that the Sholem Eshev refers to. And more than that, the Sholem Eshev notes that this is not something that ever existed. But it wasn't just the Sholem Eshev. Another great Gadol B'Yisrael, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, vehemently again opposes the practices that were taking place in Meron and Lag Bimel already hundreds of years ago when there was great travel to the city and to the Mount Meron. And he writes that he's familiar and he knows, writing from far away in Eastern Europe, in Pressburg, the city where he was the great Rav Chassam Sofer Gadol B'Yisrael, he's heard that people are traveling from afar to seek out Hashem in the city of Tzfas and in Lag Ba'Omer in Meron. And he himself writes, although that they're doing it for the right intentions and they're doing it l'shem shemaim, he himself writes, I would refrain from joining with them in thus the Chassam Sofer, the Sholem Eshev, as well as other great Rabbanim, received a very strong response to what was taking place. So nonetheless, we see that there are three very, very significant reasons for the joy of Lag Ba'Omer. Either because of the Nisas Talmidei Rabbi Akiva came to its cessation, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying, and that's a reason to be very joyous. The end of this disease, the end of this epidemic, this pandemic, the Amisas Askara, which took 24,000 Talmidim, came to an end, and yes, we should be joyous. That's what the Mechaber means, that's what the Rama means, and that's what the Vilna Gaon explains. Or, according to the Pri Chadash, that's not what we're celebrating. It's not enough to be joyous when death comes to its end. But rather, we are joyous because it was a new start, a fresh beginning. Rabbi Akiva found these five new Talmidim who were Mamid the Torah Ba'oso Shah. Or a third approach, as we have seen, it was the Gilui of the Zohar, it was the revelation of the Zohar Kadosh. It's the Hilula de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's the day of his death where he was able to be Megale, the Raz, the Sisri HaTorah, and he himself ordained and told that this is a joyous day, and it's a day that should be happy. And therefore, as a result, Rabbi Shimon himself expressed and explained that this is the reason and everybody should be happy on this very day. What emerges from each of these reasons is that there's a very common denominator. It's all about Torah. Torah, Torah, Torah. As we approach Shavuos and we reach Lag BaOmer and we're two-thirds of the way closer to Matan Torah, we are also beginning to feel the joy of the receiving of the Torah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kula, Matan Torah, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The revelation of the Torah, the Kol Hashem Lo Yosef, continues. And therefore it's a time period of the revelation of the Torah in Shavuos, and the revelation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the revelation of the Torah Sanigla, and the Torah Sanistar of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, and the Mises Rabbi Akiva's are as a result of the fact that they were Lo Nahagu Kavod Zebazeh. And therefore it's our responsibility as we prepare for Matan Torah, for the Yomtiv of Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, to uplift ourselves, to strengthen ourselves in Derech Eretz and Midos and Bein Adam LeChavera. Thus, everything that's taking place now is all about the receiving of the Torah yet again. Torah Shebichsav on Shavuos, the Torah Sanistar on Lag BaOmer. And therefore, any which way you turn, if you're a person who celebrates Shavuos because of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and the Hilula, if you're a person that celebrates Lag BaOmer because it's the end of the Mises Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, or because of the fact that Rabbi Kiva was able to find five new Talmidim, it's all about Torah. That's what this time period is all about. Either we're mourning the deaths of these great students because the death of a Torah scholar is like the burning of the Sefer Torah, at the world of their being beginning again, and the of their death, that in and of itself is a reason to be joyous. Or because according to the Pri Chadash, their new Talmud and the Torah had a continuity to it. Or because Rabbi Shimon Chai was Megala, the Sisrei Torah on that very day. Or because we're approaching the end of the Sfiras Omer period as we approach Shavuos. Thus, Lag BaOmer is a very significant day. And as we get closer and closer to Matan Torah, we begin to feel the joy. And that's what the Rama means when he says, B'yom Lamed Gimel BaOmer Mar Bimbo Ktsas Simcha V'ein Omer Bo We're a bit more joyous. So yes, while it is a day of Chol, and while yes, it is a day that's very esoteric, enigmatic, and a bit hidden and covered, we have tried to explain and to flesh out and to articulate what is happening. What's the joy of Lag BaOmer? Why are we so celebratory? Why is there such a mass exodus? Everybody's headed to Meron to be close to Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon wanted us to be happy on this very day. He was looking for us to be besimcha. And therefore, what we have to do is be mesamech with the Torah. In simcha kisimchas haTorah, pekudei Hashem yeshara mesamech elyon. The study of Torah makes us happy, joyous. There's nothing greater than that. And therefore, that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. Any which way you turn, any which way you look, whether it's to the nigla part or the nistar part, but either way, that's what we're celebrating. That's the joy of Lag BaOmer. May we be zochet to joy, to simcha, to yeshuas v'nechamos, to an end to all suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us see the binyan adayad, bimheira v'yameinu, amen.